It's 9:30 and this is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Michael McKiernan with Sam Stokel and Ryan Sang. In the weather, you can expect a high of 16 degrees under sunny skies. Looks like summer is on its way. Now, here are the headlines. More charges dropped in the Toronto terror case. Buffalo Bills set a date for their trip to Toronto. And contract talks in Hollywood could stop an actor's strike. Let's go straight to our top story. The Toronto 18 is now down to 11. Four more suspects in the terror case had charges stayed yesterday in a Brampton court. They were arrested almost 2 years ago in the summer of 2006, accused of planning attacks on high-profile Canadian targets like the CN Tower and Parliament Hill. The case against the remaining suspects is likely to start next year. At the Toronto District School Board, the C word is rearing its ugly head again: closure. TDSB Chair John Campbell says they need to find a way to cut costs. Enrollment has been falling for years, leaving some schools half empty. Now a report says the TDSB must close some so they can meet demand in growth areas like Scarborough. It has been 7 years since the TDSB last closed a school in 2001. Staying with education, Toronto's Youth in Motion program helps students from across the city develop leadership skills. Gord Anderson finds out more about the scheme.
Kerlani George is one student selected to attend this program. He is a great basketball player, but his leadership skills might be better. George knows that basketball may not work out, so he is thinking of his future.
I want to be a basketball player, but I also want to be educated as well and have a job, so just in case he doesn't work out.
Jennifer Bassett was the coordinator of special events and programs for Youth in Motion. She knows George, and she's very impressed with his personality and search for knowledge.
We had our student orientation 2 weeks ago, and he really, really stood out amongst the students in terms of just his sheer politeness. He seems really, really eager and just really excited to be part of the program and really want to learn.
Rob Galakowski is George's phys ed teacher. He nominated him for this program because he feels George has the potential to be something special.
What I'm hoping and what I'm hoping he will gain is those sort of leadership qualities and gain some extra confidence in himself, and I hope he'll become sort of aware how great he can be.
And George finds the other kids in the program make him focus on the right things.
Going there really motivates me because I see all the other kids and they have their life on track. They're really smart and intelligent.
George seems to have his life on track. Let's hope he follows his true gift and lives a full and successful life. This is Gord Anderson, Centennial College News.
Canada's top soldier has called it a day. General Rick Hillier announced yesterday in Ottawa that he will leave the post of Chief of Defence Staff in July. Hillier says he's been planning the move since fall last year. The general's outspoken manner made him popular with the press, but at times caused tension with the Prime Minister's office. He was appointed 3 years ago by the Liberals in 2005, but Stephen Harper paid a warm tribute to Hillier at question period in the Commons, calling him, quote, a great Canadian, end quote. And finally, it takes more than handcuffs to hold some criminals. That's what two police officers discovered the hard way yesterday in Brisbane, Australia. The policemen arrested Mark Nolan on suspicion of burglary, cuffed him, and threw him in the back of their car. While they looked for evidence, Nolan climbed into the front seat and promptly drove off. The car was found abandoned, but Nolan has not been seen since. There's no word on whether the officers are still with the force. That's your news for now. Let's go to Sam at the sports desk.
Thanks, Michael. The Stanley Cup playoffs are still going strong. Last night, the San Jose Sharks won 3-2 over Calgary. San Jose Shark Joe Thornton scored the winning goal with less than 10 seconds left. That series is tied 2-2. Montreal goalie Carey Price scored his first playoff shutout last night. Canadiens Patrice Brisebois scored for a 1-0 win over Boston to lead the series 3-1. Boston will visit Montreal Thursday night for the next game. Anaheim won 4-2 last night against the Dallas Stars. Ducks captain Chris Pronger finally started playing and scoring two power play goals. Dallas leads the series 2-1. And Colorado whooped the Minnesota Wild last night 5-1 to tie up the series 2-2. A New Brunswick middle school team has something to cheer about. The Quispamsis Middle School Cougars cheerleading team took home the silver at a recent competition and look forward to going for the gold. Jill Clausen reports.
Ready. 5, 6, 7, 8.
The Quispamsis Middle School Cougars cheerleading team kicked off its season in style.
The team performed in its first competition of the 2008 season on Saturday, March 1st in nearby St. John. The Cougars placed second out of eight teams. Coach June Gates, who has been coaching the team for 4 years, credits this to the fact that the Cougars practice hard and are truly dedicated to their sport.
It's hard. It's very hard to... People think of it as being something kind of silly, but in competitive cheerleading, it is a lot of hard work.
There are four cheer competitions before the grand finale in May, the provincial championships. The QMS Cougars took the title in 2004 and have been working to regain the top spot ever since. Despite the fact that the team is in the gym several times a week, learning dance, cheer, stunts, jumps, and gymnastics, they believe they don't get the same respect that other school teams get.
People look at cheerleading, they kind of think of it as being silly, but in competitive cheerleading, it's a lot of hard work. We don't really get the respect because people don't think of it as a sport, but it is considered a sport. It's actually considered a high-risk sport.
The Cougars will take the floor again on March 15th at St. Stephen High School, where they hope to bring home a first-place trophy. Thanks for tuning in. This is Jill Clausen, Centennial College Radio News.
Tiger Woods is having knee surgery and won't play for 4 to 6 weeks. This is the third time Woods has had surgery on his left knee. He'll miss his chance to defend his title at the Wachovia Championship in May. Woods might also miss the U.S. Open, which he has already won six times. The Open is in 6 weeks. In football news, the NFL will play their first regular season game in Canada. The Buffalo Bills are set to play in the Rogers Centre on December 7th against the Miami Dolphins. The Rogers Centre will also host the Bills versus the Pittsburgh Steelers during a preseason game in August. Buffalo's operating officer, Russ Brandon, said the decision to play in Toronto was made by the NFL. Brandon also said this is part of Buffalo's plan to expand their market into southern Ontario. And here are your sports games for tonight. The Jays play the second in a series with Baltimore. Ottawa will host Pittsburgh, and the Raps have their final game of the season tonight against Chicago. They start their playoff run Saturday against the Orlando Magic. That's all for sports, and after this break, we'll have Ryan with entertainment.
I had these sweats. I was nauseous. I thought it was some kind of flu bug or something I ate. I'm only 38. I play golf whenever I can. I cut down on smoking, and I'm not that much overweight. Anyway, the chest pain, it was like someone was standing on my chest. I could hardly catch my breath. So my neighbor says I'm calling an ambulance. Stupid me, I'm still going, no, I'll be all right. These just gas pains. Only now the pain starts spreading to my shoulder and neck, then my arm. So finally I say, okay, call the ambulance. I got to the hospital and they stopped the heart attack. I mean, as fast as it started with this new treatment that dissolves blood clots, here's the real kicker. The treatment is so new, it's not available everywhere. Guess it was my lucky day.
Welcome back. The Screen Actors Guild and Hollywood producers started talks on a new contract that could prevent another strike. A new 3-year deal is in the works. The deal involves movies and primetime television. From the screen to the stage, Broadway performers are also trying to work out a deal. It's between the Actors Equity Association and the Broadway League. Both sides are trying to avoid another theater strike. Priscilla Presley will now have to hang up her dancing shoes. The 62-year-old was eliminated last night from Dancing with the Stars. Speaking in front of an audience can be nerve-wracking. Competition adds an extra degree of pressure for the speaker. However, a new entrant into the 11th annual Agnes MacPhail Public Speaking Competition, Zi Yuan Sun, kept cool under pressure and spoke about a topic that he thought was important. Alex Badiv reports.
Global warming is caused by the accumulating amount of greenhouse gases in our...
The 11th annual Agnes MacPhail Public Speaking Competition finals for grades 6, 7, and 8 took place on February 27th at the East York Civic Center. There were 8 contestants that evening that spoke about a broad range of subjects and connected them to the principles that Agnes MacPhail stood for. Among the speakers, Zi Yuan Sun, a student from the Earl Beattie Public School, was in the competition for the first time. He spoke about the role of the government in reducing global warming.
Well, because there has been a lot of very extreme weather going on recently, and I just feel like we have to do something about it.
Zi Yuan mentioned he felt calm and collected during the speech. His practice and preparation played a key role in his ability to perform under pressure. Sherman Lam, Zi Yuan's teacher, was at the competition to support his student.
I'm very proud of them, very, very proud of both of them. And just being here today and hearing all the other students, 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds, making these fantastic speeches, it moves me. I'm sitting here just blown away by just how wonderful all their speeches are.
This is Alex Badiv for Centennial College News.
Cameron Diaz's father died yesterday morning. Sources say that Emilio Diaz had the flu, which turned into pneumonia. Production for Diaz's new movie was shut down today. And on another sad note, Ollie Johnston has died. He was 95. He helped animate classic Disney films like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Fantasia, and Bambi. That's it for entertainment. Let's send it back to Michael.
Thanks, Ryan. That's all for now. You can hear more from our news team coming up in about 15 minutes online at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of the team here at Centennial College Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great morning.